Blog Talk Radio.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media. This is the underground.
Ranger fans, rip, what's the critical thinking hanger?
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey.
Fire!
I'm on fire!
I have completely lost my voice. What a win. I mean, just in the face of adversity, tens of thousands of fans just, they went in the devil's den and they came out with a win. And we'll get into how they won that game. We all watched it. We all know what happened in that game. We'll break it down for you like none other. I'm doing great. I'm flying high, as we all should be.
I can tell you're battling a little cold there, so I appreciate you being here when you're not 100%.
Yeah, it happens every year after New Year's. I get blasted, and then some kind of crazy cold. Yes, I know. People make fun of my Mets cup on. I got it for free. It's a souvenir cup and it holds a lot of drink. That's all I care about.
I'll show you my Mets Bud Light bottle. There you go. Anyway, all right, the video's on. We'll take calls 646-478-4692. I guess the big story before the game, of course, was the return of Mark Stahl. Caught most people by surprise, but I'm going to give credit where credit is due. I don't do this often, but you know who takes, at least with me, who takes the credit for first putting the word in my head that Mark Stahl might be playing today?
I know who did.
Who?
He told me the same thing. John Newman.
John Newman, about 10 days ago, sent me a text message. And he's on hold, so I'll bring him in a minute after I finish lauding him, because then we'll see if we can still fit his head in on the phone here. He sent me a text message that somebody he knew somebody who they had to get Mark Stahl's Winter Classic jersey ready for the game and stitched with the A. I think that was the story. And that Newman had this inside information that Mark Stahl was going to be was going to try and play. I guess yesterday the rumor started floating around that he was going to try and play. And then, of course, in true Ranger fashion, at least the way I understand it, is that at first they denied it. And then John Tortorella this afternoon, or before the game this morning, I guess, whatever it was, confirmed that he was going to play. So Stahl was in the lineup. I thought he looked good. And he was out there on that important penalty kill, the bullshit penalty. Well, the first bullshit penalty kill that they had late in the game there. He took two shifts on that penalty kill. I think that's a good sign. The coaching staff thinks he's ready. They like what they see. They're not worried about his conditioning. And look, you know, nobody, as well as they're playing, you know, you look around at the teams of the league, no other team in the league is going to add an all-star defenseman to their lineup heading down the stretch. And, you know, we're getting to that point. We're just about, I think we're just about halfway through the season, Eddie, and the Rangers are adding an all-star defenseman to an already pretty solid defense. It's a nice problem to have.
Surely was. I thought that Staal played pretty well as the game went on. He definitely had some rust early on. He was paired with Stu Bickle. You know, things didn't look great for our Rangers. I think the Rangers got off to a very slow start. I mean, couldn't get it together. Couldn't really get a sustained offense going until like halfway through the game. And then they started to take over. This is kind of what the Rangers can do to you. I mean, if you got a goaltender that can keep you in the game, and, you know, it was 2-0, and, you know, we were all getting a little bit worried, are the Rangers going to score? And then Mike Rupp scores that goal, And then there was this situation, and there was a couple situations that I don't know, maybe you guys know. Jim is telling me something about with Mike Milbury earlier. I missed that thing. But what was the beef? And I think Rupp was also surprised. What was the beef about Hartnell coming over to him and saying, that's Jaromir Jagr, he's a Hall of Famer, don't disrespect him? And Rupp was like, what are you talking about?
Right.
What was that all about?
Well, Mike Mother Rupper scored the goal. He skates over to the boards and he takes a glove off. He gives a little salute, you know, which I call the Al Borland from Tool Time salute. He gives the salute and whatever. And then I guess there was a
break
in the
action. Is that something what Jagr does?
Yeah, Jagr does that.
Oh, he does that. Okay.
Yeah, although, you know, I don't know if that was something he just did in Pittsburgh, or because I honestly can't ever remember him doing it with the Rangers. But anyway, so Rupp does this salute, the Tool Time salute, and then I guess at a break in the action, Hartnell skates over to Rupp and says, you know, he's a Hall of Famer, show a little respect. Now, when Scott Hartnell became Professor Scott Hartnell teaching respect at Penn University,
yeah.
I don't know. But, and then, I love it. And then, you know, Rupp basically says, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm going to go score another goal. So,
right.
Mother Rupper goes and scores another goal, ties it up, right? And, you know, no salute. That's fine. Okay. And then Brad Richards, a couple of minutes later, puts the Rangers ahead. The referees did their best to get the Flyers back to even. And as far as the
what
thing
a
with.
Sham.
I mean,
let's get to that because that's the first thing in my mind that I think all of us said. What a sham. I mean, I know you want to make, you know, this is a you know, showcase for the NHL. You know what it showcased? It showcased how bad the refereeing is. That's what it's a poorly officiated game. I'm going to get to the first one. The delay of game on McDonough where he's pushed into the net. That's why the net came off. I mean, all of us saw it. He gives them a 2-minute red. Now we all got a, you know, we all guts are tight. We're all nervous. Then they follow it up, and I'll let you review all these and give me your opinion. Then they follow it up with this empty net. Callahan is trying to go around the guy to get an empty net goal. That's raw penalty. He's going to score. And they call him for a dive. Are you out of your head? A dive? He's trying to score an empty net goal that wins the game, you buffoon.
He pulled his legs out from under him as he's hooked. I mean, like you say, he hooked him across the chest. I mean, that was a bad call. You know, and then you had Gabrick on a breakaway. And who was it? Teeminen, I think, had him hooked.
Yeah.
All the way in, no penalty. And I was tweeting through the whole game, and I tweeted, I remembered when that used to be hooking. I mean, hook, all right, don't give him a penalty shot, because Gabrick didn't get a, I don't think he ever got a clear shot off, so that's fine. But he's got to get—he got to give a penalty. And I know they're talking about it in the chat room. Apparently, this ref grew up in Philadelphia and refereed some games there. So I guess there's, you know, the conspiracy theorists who I absolutely love because I'm one of them. They're you know, squawking about that. I see we've got a jam-packed chat room as always. And I want to say hello to Cherry. That's how her name is spelled. And Karen Reuterberg has finally joined us.
Yeah.
So we've got some people here, longtime listeners and first-time chatters, as they say. So I want to make sure we say hello to them. And Justin Fried is here, who was at the Ranger game. He lives out here by me. And I got to meet him at the Phoenix game. We had his dad on the air. So welcome, everybody. We're glad you're all here. The videos are on for both of us. If you want to click our names in the chat room and see what we look like in video, I got my Winter Classic hat. Eddie's got his Uncle Sam Rangers hat. I got my Winter Classic t-shirt on.
Kristen Frednack gave me this. I wore it during the game for good luck.
Nice. So you had the bad calls. The Callahan.
The McDonough delay the closing in hand on the puck.
Well, okay. Go ahead, and then I'll throw my.
Go ahead. All I was going to say is
that's absolutely the right call in that situation. If the referee could have actually seen that happen, I think that was a 100% assumption penalty. There was no video evidence that McDonough ever closed his hand on the puck. And the referee was in no position to see the play. I mean, there's only three officials on the ice. Why would any of them ever be right? Maybe we should put 10 referees on the ice. But anyway, so that was a clear assumption call. There was no video evidence. There was no way the referee was in position to see it. It was just a bad call. It was just, I assume that McDonough was in the net, and I see where his hand may have been. So, you know, we'll give him the,
that,
you know,
call. That call was made from a video replay. That's what you're exactly right. I never did think of it. How could any of them have seen it?
Right.
It was made. I guarantee they got the call from Bettman. Let's get a penalty shot in here. We want overtime. We want a shootout. Keep this going. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist like you are.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Well, I do believe the NHL referees are incompetent. I mean, I believe they're completely incompetent. Did they want the Flyers to win? I don't think so. But I'm
they wanted drama, though. Drama builds good ratings.
They wanted drama. Right.
It's good for the ratings. It's good to sell the sport. You know, I don't think they really cared who won, but make it as dramatic as possible. Let's take it right down to the end. Hey, if we get to overtime, great. If we get to a shootout, even better. Let's face it, same old story. Henrik Lundqvist carries the Rangers. I mean, he was absolutely brilliant again.
Brilliant.
What else can we say about Henrik Lundqvist that we haven't already said?
Well, what I said at the place I was watching the game at was this. We pay for a goalie who actually is worth every bit, every penny worth it, whereas they have just thrown their money away on a guy who didn't even play in the game. What a slap in the face of a guy that's going to be around, at least contract-wise, for 8 years or whatever he's got left. And you don't even start. I mean, listen, Bobrovsky played okay. I think that second Rupp goal was very suspect. I'm glad Rupper scored, but he called him short-sided and high. And there's a lot of unsung heroes in this Ranger game. There's some things I have beefs with. Again, it's like a regular Ranger game. I have beefs. I think the obsession with Brian Boyle by John Tortorella is driving me nuts. Double shifting him in the first period. Uh-oh. You've changed hats, my friend.
Yeah, put the Broadway hat on for a little while. There we go.
So I have to say that. I mean, it's, you know, the Rangers got, you know, they Lundqvist was brilliant. I mean, even before the penalty shot, I had a feeling he was going to stop it. I don't know what he is lifetime against Briere, but I remember Briere not having much success against him. But it was all bogus. And you know, I think McDonough, he had struggled a lot. I think he showed a little flu effects. He had a little bit of the flu. I mean, I don't want to break it down. I mean, it's such a positive moment, really, in Rangers history. I don't want to break it down and say who played. But I'll tell you, know, really impressed me, Jim, that Hagelin kid, man. He was
Hagelin?
Hagelin.
Hagelin?
He was the fastest guy on the ice, by far. I want him on the first line. I can't wait for him to move up. Love him.
Hey, I got a question for you. Speaking of Hagelin.
Why are you saying it that way? Is that what they said on the broadcast?
That's what Mike Emmerich called him.
Hagelin?
All night long. Hagelin.
Oh. Good.
Rajan! Who's in goal for the Flyers today?
Bobrovsky.
Why did Emmerich keep saying that Brizgalov was in goal?
And a shot! And a shot!
He really
kept saying... With a shot! With a shot!
Called him Brizgalov at least a half a dozen times.
Wow. Wow, I didn't know that. Usually I'm super critiquing the announcing job, but I figured I'd have the night off without Sam and Joe.
No, not me. I don't take days off, my friend.
That's great. Emmerich screwing things up. Milbury calling the blue shirts the blue shits, which I think you have a clip of.
Now you didn't hear that, correct?
No, I'm hearing this. See, this is how hard we work. Well, Jim works because I took the day off, obviously. But Jim got this clip up just for this show, ladies and gentlemen. This is how great this show is. Because I didn't hear it. I don't know. A lot of people in the chat room didn't hear it. And I can't wait to hear this. Milbury, who I still don't understand how he has a job after he shoves a kid. I mean, really? All right, I'm done. Go ahead with your clip. You can introduce him, whatever you want to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Milbury.
Not the blue shirts from Broadway anymore. They're the blue shits shirts from the Brickyard. They have real blue shits, blue shits, blue shits, blue shits.
The blue shits.
I have rarely seen Twitter blow up the way it did after he called them the blue shits. One more time.
Not the blue shirts from Broadway anymore. They're the blue shits shirts from the Brickyard. They have real blue shits, blue shits, blue shits, blue shits.
I think I would have had the blue shits had they lost that game. That's what I'm going to call it. I have blue shits tonight.
I got a bad case of the blue shits. That's why I posted right after that happened. I think I posted it in the group, but I put it on Twitter that Blue Shit Underground Radio would be on the air immediately following the game. Now it's
not the blue shirts from Broadway anymore. They're the blue shits shirts from the Brickyard. They have real blue shits, blue shits, blue shits, blue shits.
I need to clip out just the blue shit. Just that we can, you know, just have that 1 second. I might even be able to do that while we're on.
Blue shit underground.
Mother uppers. Anyway, phone calls 646-478-4692. I'm hoping that people will call in maybe on their way home from the game or something and kind of give us an idea. Did you know, by the way, that Blue Shirt Banter, my old stomping grounds, did you know that one Joe Fortunato was credentialed for the Winter Classic?
Excellent. Thank God.
Yep. I sent him a text after I found out he was there, and I said, so you're credentialed at the Winter Classic, huh? I said, you're welcome.
Now, was he credentialed by the NHL or the New York Rangers?
It would have gone through the NHL, but the Rangers would have still had first right of refusal.
Right. Well,
just like they did with me the first 2 years at the draft when they said okay, and then the third year they said not okay.
Well, let's see what happens at the draft.
Yeah, hopefully Joe could be there. That would be great because it's a great experience. But anyway.
I'm trying to rejoice.
Where was we?
I'm just rejoicing. I'm going to bring it to street level here.
Here we go.
We shoved it up their asses. We shoved it up their asses. We went into Philadelphia with all that shit, with all that the stadium. The only thing right those fans got was when they started chanting, "These refs suck." That was the only thing they got right all night. We went into their place and all their history, and all their bravado. Guess what? We're 3-0 against you. Suck it. Your teammate is good. Scott Hartnell, let me tell you something. I swear to God, I wish Brandon Press would have punched you in your fat face. What a weasley. See him starting stuff after the game? You look.
Yeah.
Get out of here, you bum.
Goodbye. Get out of here, you bum.
Exactly. So I brought it down to street level.
We shoved
it up where the sun don't shine. We did it. We came back. Come on.
Goodbye. Get out of here, you bum.
Let me break it down. Let me break it down. I'm over here now.
I'm over here now.
Imagine we reverse the roles of this. It's at Citibank or Yankee Stadium. The Rangers are up 2-0. The Flyers come back. They get 3 goals. Referees, in order to make it a good show, start calling penalties against the Flyers. We have a power play. We don't score on it. Their goalie comes up big. Then they're about to get an empty net goal, but they call their guy on diving. So it's 4-4. Now we figure, okay, we'll pull the goalie. It'll be 5-4. We'll have an advantage. Rangers can't do anything on that. Then we have a penalty shot with, say, Gaborik or Stepan, and we can't score. We frenzy at the end of the game. We don't win the game. Think of how deflated we would be as Ranger fans. Those Flyer fans feel so awful now, and I love it. I absolutely love every second of it. That's how awful of a loss this was for the Flyers. I know it only counts 2 points. It's only one game in the standings. But all that hoopla and all that was a disgusting game to lose. You think you have the blue shits? Now, they have the orange shits right now over there.
Agent Orange.
Agent Orange. That's the way I look at it. Come on, think of it. We've been in that position. We know what it feels to lose like that. There's 40,000 people there just depressed. They're disgusted. I love it. I don't care if it's negative energy. They deserve it. The dirty Flyers, my wife calls them.
Blue shits.
Got it. Got it.
Good job.
Blue shits.
All right. And you know, the Rangers have got to find a way. I know it's not going to happen next year, but in 2 years, they got to find a way to do this Winter Classic in New York. Because I understand it was like a Flyer. This was a Flyers home game, so obviously. It's a Flyers home game. That's where the focus is going to be. But I mean, come on. You know, we got a tribute to the Broad Street Bullies in between periods. Who's that band? Is that Jimmy Fallon's house band playing the Flyers song in between the second period, the third period? Come on, we need to have one.
Don't
care where they got it.
That show in New York. What the hell is he doing with Jimmy Fallon? That traitor.
Yeah.
His house band play.
They got to get one in New York so that we can have a game where the focus is a little more on the Rangers. I mean, again, I understand it was a Flyers home game. I had to keep telling myself that, but NBC treated it, you know, they didn't treat it as a down the middle broadcast at all. It was very, very Flyer centric. And of course they are owned by Comcast, the Flyers, or partially owned by Comcast or whatever. So But we gotta find a place to have it in New York.
I was gonna say I didn't watch much of the in between periods. I was watching Godzilla versus Mothra.
Good idea. And I got one more thing as far as the Winter Classic itself. Enough with the baseball stadiums. It's enough. The crowd looked so far away from the ice, and the noise, I didn't feel like there was just something missing for me when you don't see the crowd right around the ice, and it didn't feel close enough with the those baseball stadiums. They had the ice was in the infield. You got fans sitting like in Pennsauken, in New Jersey, who try to watch the game. I don't know. Put it in the football stadiums from now on. Stick with the football stadium.
Well, I thought that the crowd was unusually quiet, and even one of the ref announcers made a comment about it. And they kind of were like waiting for something to happen rather than to be totally jazzed from the get-go, which reminds me typically of a Ranger crowd. I thought we really were going to go in there and it was going to be a super hostile environment. Maybe that came into it. But from what I've learned throughout the years with these things, it always seems like the crowd. But you're saying that perhaps when there's a football stadium, it's more like people are right on top of it rather than way out.
Well, I just feel like maybe acoustically and as far as sight lines go, I just think they're better off in a football stadium. And like Jack is saying in the chat room, the camera angles aren't really right for hockey either. It's a weird camera angles today. I just think a football stadium, you know, which is round in nature, I just think it's more conducive to a hockey game. And I think 2 years, put it in figure out a way to play it in MetLife Stadium. Even if you got to do it in February, who cares? Do it in February. Do it after the Super Bowl. Do it a week after the Super Bowl when the Super Bowl's there in 2014. Do it there. Do it a week after the Super Bowl. Be a nice follow-up.
Wow.
You can get some great advertising right after the Super Bowl. So what if they don't do it on January? Do two of them that year. Do one in Canada, for Christ's sake, finally. You remember Canada? Where they invented where they first started playing hockey? Remember that? Play a game up there and then play another one in February after the Super Bowl at MetLife Stadium. And let them play, have them play against, I don't even care. Let them play against Montreal or Toronto. And who cares if 30,000 Canadian fans come down for the game? It'll fill the stadium. It will be a tremendous atmosphere. You imagine 80,000 people in that stadium watching a Ranger-Canadian game? As bad as those Canadian fans, as annoying as they are, it'd be a great atmosphere.
Well, I heard Gary Bettman address this on the pregame, and he was saying that they don't really want to have too many of these games in a year because it will ruin the specialty, the specialness, if that's a word, of the whole thing. And Canada, he kind of skirted that around. And I got to give credit to Barry Melrose because he asked the same question to you that you asked. Why not in Canada? And he's like, he kind of skirted it. He said, yes, surely, but, you know, there's less teams in Canada and everybody wants to host this. Everybody is vying to get this game there. And I'm like, how are they going to have it in Phoenix or, with these Florida? I mean, how are they going to work that? But I see we got a lot of phone calls, Jim. I don't know if you want to get to it yet, but I think Ranger fans, I want to share in their jubilation.
All right. Yeah, let's run through the calls. And that's a bunch of bullshit. The reason why they don't want to play it in Canada is because they play it in Canada, there's not enough American money in the game. That's why they don't want to play it in Canada.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Because nobody's going to Ottawa. Where's that?
Right.
What country is that in?
Right. You're not going to get the excitement or the advertising money for a game being played in a football stadium in Vancouver. You're just not. I still say they ought to play one there because the true hockey fan will sit and watch that game. But still, anyway, we can talk about it in a little while. Let's go to the phone calls, like you said. I think this is Chandler, 612-432.
Hey, bro, what's going on?
Hey, Chandler, how are you? It was great to meet you last week at the viewing party. Thank you for coming out.
Yeah. Hey, listen, well, I'm not in the box, so I'm on the Bluetooth right now. But that was the best night I've had fucking in ever at their viewing party the other night.
Thank you.
Hey, it was our pleasure. Glad you could make it.
But that was a hell of a game today, man. That was a hell of a game. You know, it's the NHL, so I expected them to start making some bogus calls once we got the lead, but that fucking thing with Callahan was just ridiculous. That was just ridiculous.
Oh, absolutely.
But that, man, this, I waited on this all weekend. You know, I was waiting on this game all weekend. The alumni, watching the alumni game the other night was cool as hell. Just seeing all those guys again in the first part thing. You know, I know he's a flyer, but that was cool. That was really classy, in my opinion, by Duquesne to not try to score on him. Because he could have ate that old man up, and he just, I thought that was really classy.
That was, I agree.
So.
I agree.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Wow. Hey, Rupp, of all people, Mike Rupp scored two fucking goals. You know, it was just actually, it's funny because somebody just posted on the Blue Shirt Fans the other day, did a fan post about they would rather see Rupp than Wallstein, and everybody kind of, a lot of people jumped on the guy and ate him up, and the Rupp comes out scores two fucking goals in the game.
And, you know, and Chandler, I don't know if you saw the pregame show, but they interviewed Rupp, and they asked him, because he played in the Winter Classic last year, and they asked him, you know, what the difference was the second time around. And it sounds like Chandler's getting attacked by seagulls or something.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And Rupp said, yeah, that's it. That could be it. And Rupp said that this year he was more relaxed and more focused on the game. He said the first time you play the game, you're kind of all caught up in the atmosphere and all that stuff. So, you know, I wonder how much that played into him being the guy. You know, it was just kind of strange that he was the guy that went out and got the two goals today.
Yeah, and I mean, and nothing up there. Who the hell is Scott Hartnell that saw somebody about respect? Really?
Yeah, amen.
Of all the guys on the fly, Scott Hartnell is the one to talk about fucking respect? Really? When the fuck did he become a Hall of Fame? I'm curious. When did he become when did he become anything in the NHL other than a third liner with some fucking size? Really?
Yeah. He's the spokesman for integrity, Scott Hartnell.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. No. That's the guy that needs to lecture somebody on how to play the fucking game. Fuck out of here.
I don't know. Who do you hate more, Scott Hartnell or Jason Chimera?
It's Jason Chimera by a fucking landslide.
That's what I found out at the viewing party, that me and Chandler share the hatred for Jason Chimera.
Oh,
we were like,
God.
That was our bonding moment. I hate that fucking guy.
Wow, apparently Tortorella actually said in the post-game show he complained about the refereeing. He said the refereeing was disgusting.
Oh, it was. It was ridiculous, the nonsense that went on with the refs. I mean,
yeah, it was.
But we emerged victorious.
That's all that matters.
There you go. There you go. We got 2 points. We're still ahead. We're in first place. We're in first place in the Atlantic.
That's right.
So have you come around on Brad Richards yet, Chandler?
Yeah, like I said, I'm really glad you're wrong about that, man.
Hey,
he's dead crow all season long.
He's ready to do a mea culpa on Brad Richards.
Hey, listen, I love to be wrong when it comes to Rangers.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Good.
No. All right, Chad.
All right, guys. I'll let you ask some other calls. Enjoy that. Please leave me your calls so I can listen to the show.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Take care.
All right, good.
All right, great, Chandler. Let's. Wow, look at this switchboard. Holy monkeys. All right, moving on. I think I know who this is, but I'm not sure. 203-564. You're on Blue Shit Underground Radio.
Hey, fellow Blue Shitters. It's Mario.
Hey, Mario. How
are
you?
Hey, Mario.
I'm
Mario,
elated.
Fantastic
pick
from the, from the viewing party. Thank you so much. They are wonderful.
Thank you, guys. A great group of characters. It's hard to go wrong there.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, elated and pissed off at the same time. This league is a fucking joke.
Oh.
Why don't they let Kate Smith ref the next fucking Ranger Flyer game? Get it over with. You know? And with their Broad Street Bully tribute in between periods,
No.
Bullshit.
Be afraid.
It's disgusting. Disgusting.
Let me just jump in here for a second because I didn't see it. But why are you heralding the death of hockey as we know it was the Broad Street Bullies? If it wasn't for the Canadians and the Islanders, dominating and bringing hockey back to life in the 70s, you would have been stuck with Dave Schultz jacking up people and taking stars out of the game. And a bunch
Believe me, man. I used to play it back in that era, and it was not fun being a short, slow Cuban on the ice with all those goons playing back then, okay? By the way, NBC is going to follow the Broad Street tribute with their Al-Qaeda tribute. So we won. Screw it, Philly. Shove it up your orange asses. And these refs are a joke. Just an abomination. Ridiculous.
I agree with you.
All right, guys. I just had a vent.
Thanks,
all
Mario.
Right.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Great seeing you. And, Jim, you got to move back here. These parties are not often enough. You need to move back home, buddy.
Well, my job
no
is here. Yeah, I know. No pressure.
Well, Gene can
no
get you a job watching. We can get you a job. Just get away from the Gila monsters and the rattlesnakes and get your ass back home, man.
Mario, I watched the Winter Classic. It was 78 degrees outside. I was sitting around the house in shorts.
But
you can't top that.
I'm trying to eat here, Jim, and I'm not going to be able to take that picture out of my head now. But
talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, buddy. First place.
Right.
Happy New
Bye.
Year.
Oh, my hat.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. All right, next up, where did he go? Here he is. The great John Newman. What's going on, John?
Fire! Fire!
John Newman, with an actual correct report about Mark Stahl, I give you full kudos.
Fire!
Yeah, thank you, Eddie.
Newman, for the first time, you've done it again.
You magnificent bastard, you've done it again.
Exactly.
So
do you guys want to hear the full story, or do you guys not want me to tell the Blue Shirt Undergrounders?
Tell them the story. Why not?
Go ahead.
So I'm at the store. Some guy comes in. He's wearing a Ranger paraphernalia garb. He works for the training facility in Tarrytown. So we come up in conversation. He's like, yeah, I work for the training facility. He was responsible for getting the Winter Classic jerseys, and he said between you and me, and I said, okay. He said that he had to get the Stahl jersey with the A put on, and Girardi's was getting put off. And he said, if any indication that Stahl will be back, then he should be back for the Winter Classic.
Very nice.
So, and he told me this at the viewing party.
Correct. I thought I immediately texted Jim after I heard of this win, and I'm assuming Jim kept it quiet, or I don't know what you did with it, Jim.
I kept it quiet.
Okay. And then it just turned to fruition.
Like I said, for the first time, you've done it again.
I know. I'm a magnificent bastard. I know. Thank you.
You are. You 100
regular,
points counting. Love that shirt, too.
You're a regular deep throat.
Oh, you're terrible. Jim, it was great seeing you the other day.
Same here.
What about me? What am I, Butkus?
You live in Long Island. I can see you whenever I want, Eddie. I can stop by your house whenever I want. We're on
Not if I see you first.
Exactly. That's why we're 45 miles away from each other.
You've never seen this fat body run so fast.
I've seen you run. It ain't pretty. It shakes the whole world.
From now on, we're going to call him Edwin Newman. With his breaking news. Are you wearing your Adjustment Bureau hat?
No, I am wearing my
40%.
Yeah, I'm actually wearing my hat.
Hold on a second, Jim.
Hey,
yeah,
guys.
Sure.
Hello.
He had to take a customer, so he put me on the phone.
He calls it at work.
It was great seeing you guys the other day, and I'm sorry if I ruined anything during the party.
You didn't ruin anything.
No, I don't even know what.
Okay, good. But yeah, so he's working. We actually didn't watch any of the game, but we kept getting updates from, Twitter and everything else. So, what? Can you talk to them now? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, you're still there. Okay.
We're still there.
So we didn't actually watch any of the game. but I am wearing your lovely
what?
Blue shirt pants. We didn't watch the game. I'm helping him at work.
What are you going to help him with everything? You help him dress in the afternoon? What are you doing over there, Frank?
No, this call got off to a fantastic start, and it's run its course.
I'm wearing the blue shirt Banter shirt.
Oh, that's nice.
The one that says, I love Jim on the back?
Sure. Of course it says, I love Jim on the back.
Okay.
Oh.
And Eddie, too.
Oh,
yeah, so.
All right. Well, you ended it on a good note. That's a good note.
We try once in a while. But John's jersey, I'm actually fighting with shopnhl.com. I'm in a big fight with them. They screwed up the lettering on the jersey.
Well, what do you have, McDonough?
Yeah, and the C
they
is not. They spelled it right, except the C is not lowercase. Lowercase. And the letters are all fuzzy. They're not like flat.
They're
how
John would see them at a game because he's always drunk.
You keep doing this to me. Stop doing this to me.
Oh, that's funny.
All right.
All right. Hold on. All right. Bye, guys.
Okay, we got
bye.
Got to move on.
Fire!
All right.
Call got off to a great start.
Yeah.
And then nothing. All right.
You have a great start.
239-980, you're on Blue Shit Underground Radio. Who's this?
It's Jack Love.
Hey, Jack.
Oh!
How you doing, guys?
Out of the hot tub and onto the phone.
Yeah, I had 5 pizzas, 6 bucks of KFC chicken. I was living the life. Had a good time.
And you were down at the Bank Atlantic Center the other night for the Panther game, right?
I want to tell you something. This has been one of the best weeks in my life to see what's going on. The Giants beating the Cowboys, the Rangers coming back today and beating Flyers in their home park. It was just unbelievable. And when that Hartnell, erupted that salute and Hartnell was going over there, of all the Flyers, like Chandler said, I felt like going right through that screen and punching that fucking asshole down to the ground. That was terrible. But when I went to the Bank Atlantic Center, probably for the first time, I've seen more Ranger fans than I've seen at any Ranger game down here. I would say it was definitely like 2/3 Ranger fans, and there was not one empty seat. It was packed. And
really?
All a chance, every single one, let's go Rangers. It was just unbelievable. And when they scored 35 seconds into the game, I turned around and I yelled out, fuck the Panthers. I said, oh, shit, I might get thrown out here. I better cool down. So I was a good guy after that. I was really happy with the first period. But it's been one heck of a week. And this game here just showed the world that the Rangers never quit. They've got a good young team. And we don't give up. And we come back and win in their park in front of 45 fucking thousand fans. We shoved it up their ass. I'm just happy.
Yeah. It really is. And it shows that on a big stage, this team didn't collapse. They came out. They showed resiliency. They've shown it all year. And I know it's 2 points, but I think it gives us an indication that this team has got the mental toughness that so many, every Ranger team, you know, pretty much every Ranger team other than like the 94 team, a couple of teams, have never had.
Right.
No, you're right. And the thing that I love the most is for years, you know, being a Ranger fan, you're saying, man, why don't we get some young guys in here, you know, get some young blood. We're tired of getting these guys at the end of the career, and they might have one good year, and we might make it to one round and get kicked out. We're doing this winning with young, basically one of the youngest teams in the league. And we got some veterans, and we get Stahl back. We have one of the best, if not the best, goaltender in the world. And I'll tell you this. If we get a few breaks along the way, And we got a team, I think, made for the playoffs, the grittiness. If we get that power play going, I could see a Stanley Cup happen this year. I really do. You need some breaks, but if we don't win it this year, it's just around the corner. But this game today really solidified the Rangers as a legitimate contender. They just were awesome the way they came back. Even with the penalties on Cali, which was retarded. I mean, it was officiated so bad. It was terrible. But we held it together. Lundqvist with that big save. I'm getting chills just thinking about it. Is this game going to be replayed? I gotta see the fucking thing again.
And I'm sure NHL Network will be reshowing it maybe later on tonight or something.
I just can't wait to come up there and see the fish sticks and the mausoleum in February. I'm really getting anxious. I can't wait. Can't wait to see this team again. And things are changing down here. I know I called up and would say, I spend my hard-earned money. No, I'm talking like blue shits here now. Spend my money. Go spend my money. Spent 2 hours driving, but the last two times the Rangers have played real well, and I'm very happy about that. It's been a great week. So, I know there's other callers, and I tell you, that must have been a fun thing you had up there. Mario took some awesome pictures, I tell you.
They were awesome.
I'd love to bump into you. Maybe I'll be up there February. Maybe you should do a fish barbecue or something at the mausoleum or something.
It's got possibilities.
A fish out.
There is a little bit of maybe a clam bake or a fish bake going on up there. Maybe a get-together. We don't know. It's in the infant stages. But, Greg, thanks for the phone call, my friend.
You guys are great, and I'm still tickled pink about this game. I'm going to go dive into the pool after this show and then watch some other hockey. But, man, just an exciting week, and this game today was just – it was the best Winter Classic game I saw. Of course, the Rangers are in it, but so
that helps.
Stalls back. I really love this team.
All right, guys. I'm with you. Thanks, Greg.
You got it. Take care.
You
too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Blue shit.
So he's tickled pink.
He's tickled pink.
Ooh, what a win, baby. What a win. What a win. Oh, I bet you blow people's.
Of course, people do go both ways.
Tickled pink.
Tickled pink. All right. 646-478-4692 is the number if you guys want to call in. What do we got? How much time do we have left? Oh, 40 minutes left. Okay. Couldn't remember if I did 90 minutes or 60. We don't have any calls. We can wrap it up after 60 if you want. That's fine.
Yeah, that sounds good. My voice is shot.
Okay.
So what else did you notice in this game? Let me know. Callers, you, anything. I try to think some analogies. I was trying to... he did switch the lines out. He did put Boyle with Callahan and Doobie. What did you think of that at first look?
I thought that line, when he put them together, which I guess was maybe about midway through the second period, I thought that was when things started to turn around for them, when they started to play better. And that was probably one of the best lines on the ice in the game.
Right.
So, I mean, look, you know, This is who he is. He's going to play line soup with this team until the day he dies. And look, sometimes it works, sometimes it infuriates you, but today it worked. So,
right.
No complaints.
And listen, with the Rangers, I mean, they do. I mean, they have such a great team concept that, messing around with the lines, and they're surely used to it. It's not such a detriment. I feel like now maybe you guys. I want to go back. Maybe I feel like Brandon Prust. I don't know. I feel like he's been a little bit diminished now that Mike Rupp is in the lineup. Do you guys feel that? I feel like he's not as noticeable as he was last year. Is that just me? But as the the grinder, the, you know, maybe it, I don't know. I sometimes think about that. I kind of forget about him a lot of times. No?
He's had a couple of scraps the last couple of weeks, but not like every night like he was. He hasn't. I can't remember the last time he scored a goal.
I know. Mario's right. He did make the pass to Rupp. I did notice him then. I'm just talking about his overall hustle, his getting to loose pucks and winning battles along the boards. I'm not saying as a negative. I was just trying to think with the emergence of Rupp as being that leader type scrappy guy that maybe his role has been a little bit diminished. I mean, I may be just overanalyzing things because really there's very little to criticize.
That's part of the reason he was brought in, right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think Strowman played another good game. Now, Delzato on that second goal, did he make a faux pas on that? I heard the announcers allude to it, but I didn't see a replay on it. Was Delzato responsible for that second goal in any way, shape, or form?
I'd have to go back and watch the play. I don't think I honestly don't remember.
Okay.
I know the first goal was kind of was McDonough's fault. The second goal, I don't remember.
Right. I thought McDonough had a pretty tough game early on in it. And listen, he would have been the GOAT if they – not the GOAT, but we would have been saying remembering McDonough. But then again, the referees would have been remembered for the horrific calls the whole game. Now, another thing. What's up with Jágr? Explain this to me. What was going on?
Nobody knows. Nobody knew.
He looked
maybe
like
he finally realized
he
was a flyer and just couldn't take it anymore. It's like, what the hell was I thinking?
Oh, the captain's here. He is. What happened?
They never said, so I don't know. I don't know what happened. Put my winner.
I don't know. Vince is reporting that it was back spasms.
And Howie reporting that it was a leg injury. And Justin reporting that his back is hut.
Okay. Jaromir Jágr. It had a lot of interesting storylines. All the hype about Jágr returning to play the Winter Classic. He winds up getting hurt. I'm sure NBC was planning a lot of FaceTime for him. Chris Golov, although Mike Emmer tried to work him into the game when he was calling it.
Yeah.
Didn't play. That was big. That was a big story. The Rangers really didn't have a big story. They showed a lot of the Rangers in that 24/7 doing community service stuff. I thought a lot of fluff more than substance, especially as the series went on. But it turns out the Rangers were the more prepared team. I think they show the most discipline. They are mentally tough, and there was a couple of plays I got scared of. When Artie got hit. Oh, I was like, oh, man, he got drilled. Then see when Gaborik stood up, was it Briere?
Yeah, it's only Briere, though. It was a nice hit, but it's only Briere.
Gabby's jacked physically, but he's not a big guy. He's not a big guy either.
No. No, that's true. Briere's a munchkin, though. He's like Rosato on skate.
And you know, this is another pet peeve of mine. Before the buffoonery in the third period, they let these guys play the whole game. So if you're a first-time fan, you're watching the game, you're sitting there going, hey, I love this game. There's no whistles. It's fast-paced. They don't call these penalties they're supposed to call. After the whistle stuff, they let go for pretty much. I'm going to start watching hot. You go on 2 days later, you turn on your Ranger game. What's with all these whistles? What's with all these penalties? Exactly. You'd be like, this isn't the game I saw in the Winter Classic. I want that game. I don't want this. Now I bought the package for $140 I wasted.
Sorry,
they call
Charlie.
It penalties. I mean, really. If they think this is what sells hockey, why aren't they doing it on a regular basis to the fans that are already here? Just swallow the whistles. Eliminate a ref. And don't make any calls. All those ticky-tack little, holding calls and the tap this guy's stick. It's a penalty. It's annoying.
It's a bunch of blue shit is what it is.
It's a bunch of blue shit. I got the blue shit.
Blue shit.
So what do we play next? I'm so blown away by this win, Jim. I don't know how many games are left in the year. I don't know who we're playing next. I was just waiting. It doesn't matter,
see.
Really.
There are 45 games left in the season.
Right.
The Rangers, are you ready for this? They are 24-9-4. Nine losses. They've only lost nine times. Least
wow.
losses in the league.
Number nine?
They lead the Atlantic Division by 4 points. They are even with games played with Philly. Still have a game at hand on Pittsburgh, although Pittsburgh seems to be, they're falling a little bit. They're only 5 out of the last 10. The Devils are 6th in the conference. How about this? And I hate this term, but I'm going to use it anyway. If the season ended today, if the season ended today, which people start using like after game two, if the season ended today, the Mets would be the wild card team at 1-1. The Washington Capitals would be out of the playoffs if the season ended today.
Yes.
That's one of those overused terms in sports. If the season ended today, you know what's another one of my favorites? Oh, he's a guy that hates to lose. He hates to lose. Well, who likes it? Micheletti uses that one a lot, but a lot of announcers.
Right.
Oh, you know, Sam, he's a guy that hates to lose. Okay.
Yeah, well, that I didn't miss. I got enough of that, how great the Flyers were from that NBC broadcast. But imagine if it went up by the MSG guys. I would have heard about how Mazzaros has cured cancer. I really need to hear that.
All right, the next game is Thursday night against the Panthers.
What, do you play the Panthers every other week?
Well, it's good that they're playing the Panthers again. We get a little,
Good. I don't want to play any good teams.
A little bad, they're not that good. A little bad blood going after what happened
right.
the other night.
Go Pecky, which I still haven't seen because I haven't YouTubed it. And NHL, which I watch it, I mentioned on my drunk show that I only watched the NHL, Rangers at 60, which they cut it out. I guess it happened at the end of the game, right?
I only saw the highlights. I was.
That's right. You were on the road. Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you. I didn't see any of that game. So they got the Panthers and on Thursday, and then the Penguins in Pittsburgh on Friday. So with us doing a show today, with no games between now and Wednesday, do we want to come back and do a show on Wednesday? Or do you want to wait until next Monday? I don't know. It's up to you. What do you think?
It's Monday. They play a game between now and Wednesday?
No. They're off until Thursday.
Oh.
So I don't know. Does it make sense to come back Wednesday night with nothing to talk about except all the stuff we just talked about?
No. Friday
right.
night? I don't know what you're
Well, Friday,
Friday
they have
Friday
a game.
Oh. Monday,
so
I guess.
We could do something Friday after the game and still come back Monday, or we could just wait until next Monday.
We'll figure it out. Why don't we try to figure it out on the air?
We'll wing it.
My body's jelly.
Because I think this is Blue Shirt Underground Radio 24/7. This is the behind the scenes stuff that you never get to see.
This is where Jim like talks things, and my memory is complete jelly, and I don't know what's going on. I'll say, do a show Wednesday, and they have a game Wednesday. Oh, how about Tuesday? And we just did it. I don't know. The Blue Shits will return. Karen said Wednesday, but Wednesday makes no sense. They didn't play any games.
Got nothing to talk about except what we just talked about.
Nothing to talk about. Yeah. So either a post game or we'll do Monday.
Or both, maybe.
Or both. We'll see how my social calendar evolves.
Oh, I got one more overused term in sport by sports announcers, and they use this one in hockey. They use this one in hockey, baseball, and they use it in football. Oh, we'd like to have that one back. Of course, after a bad pass or a bad goal or when a pitcher throws a bad pass. He'd like to have that one back. No, you think so? He just gave up a grand slam home run in the bottom of the ninth, ahead by three. You think so? He'd like to have that one back? Henrik Lundqvist just gave up a goal that ended in a shootout. Oh, he'd like to have that one back.
Yeah.
But all I know is, if the season ended today, the Islanders would have a lottery pick.
Thank you for your enlightenment, Captain Obvious. You'd like to have that one back. Karen Reuterberg, who is from Sweden, I believe this is her first time in the chat room. If not, she suggested Wednesday will be 24/7's finale. So we may want to revisit that.
I'm two episodes behind on 24/7, by the way. But on the road.
All right, been on the road. You got some time. It's a couple days.
See what I can
do. That really happens. How'd you enjoy that alumni game after I gave you the score?
So I haven't watched it yet. It's anticlimactic now. And I saw Duguay. I saw the Duguay shooting the puck into Bernie Perrott's it was gut there, and that's all I saw. And Messier skating around and dropping the puck drop, and just the highlights they showed on the pregame show today. That was all I saw.
Yeah, I agree with some of the other callers that was a classy move by Duguay. Bernie Perrott was one of my all-time favorites. He was certainly not a dirty goalie. If it was Ron Hextall, I would have more of a problem with it. A lot of those guys look like they could skate, but I can't tell you, ladies and gentlemen, because Jim hasn't seen it. But I'll tell you one thing, that Lindros still has some jam. And Ron Gresta looks like a guy who's tipped the elbow several thousand times the way he was skating out there. Why was
Tossie
fighting?
You know what I was surprised at? Why?
I mean, they had Peter Fiorentino. I mean, come on. I mean, Tossie played more games than Peter Fiorentino and Dale Purinton.
Who didn't show up, by the way. I heard that. Purinton didn't show up.
Tossie can play. Tossie played in the Whale Bowl last year. I'm going to ask him. Paulie D could have gotten credentials for that.
Paulie D could have played.
Yeah.
He could have been on a... Anyway. I forget what I was going to say now. Oh, the one thing I was surprised at that I saw in the pregame show was that apparently Lindros was very well received by the Flyer crowd, and I was kind of surprised at that.
Why?
Well, he had kind of a falling out with Bobby Clark. He wound up with the Rangers. I didn't think he was that well. I guess I didn't
My
think
buddy.
He'd be that exactly. That thank you, Paulie. Nice to have you on the show as always.
My buddy.
Hi, Paulie. I didn't think he'd be that fondly remembered by Flyer fans.
Well, that whole Legion of Doom is like, I mean, that's stuff of legend over there.
Yeah,
there were
several
Flyer players that they were like totally into the whole Legion of Doom era. And let's face it, they were very dominant there for a while.
How about Brian Leach logging 30 minutes in an alumni game?
Yeah, Leachy, I mean, you watched the game. To me, he wasn't as impressive as some other guys, I thought.
I'm just going by what I read, because I haven't actually won. But he had 29 minutes of ice time in an alumni game.
I know. They're even overusing him. Keenan's even overusing him in alumni games.
Yeah.
Well, there's one point where they interview Gresh on the bench, and I'm waiting for them to break the defibrillator out. I mean, he's just huffing.
Was he sitting in the hyperbaric chamber when they interviewed him?
And his defense partner, Tom Laidlaw. Love you, Tom. That's not a show, but not Tom Laidlaw, I remember. But now, it was fun to see.
Did they talk to Emil?
Nah, he probably wasn't even invited.
I thought he was one of the coaches.
I just saw Richter and Keenan. That's all I saw.
I thought Emil Francis was invited. Maybe he couldn't make it. What, is Colin Campbell one of the coaches?
I didn't see him either.
Okay.
I don't know. You'll have to watch the review of this. I didn't watch it all that close. But lots of people coming. I mean, people are joining us as the show continues to roll on.
Yeah.
Charlene, Jay's wife, is here. Jay was going off on Facebook calling us cool kids. This place is nothing but cool. The last thing this place is cool. So
it was nice to meet you at the viewing party as well.
Yes, very cool, very cool.
We still have, is Captain on hold? Captain is on hold. Do we want to talk to the Captain?
Yeah, let's end it with him.
All right.
Gentlemen.
Captain, how are you?
I am freaking fantastic.
Spectacular to meet you at the viewing party, sir.
That was a great, great time. We need to do that more often. I know that.
Thank you for coming out.
Yeah, you know you're about 3,000 miles away, but we appreciate it when you come down our neck of the woods.
My pleasure. That was a lot of fun. It was a great night.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, today was, but what a game! And if you don't believe that there was a conspiracy to get that game into overtime, I got to tell you, I've watched a lot of hockey in my day. That was terrible. That was really, really bad. The call against Callahan was terrible. They knew they had to give the call to Tiemann for the hook, and then they give him a call for embellishing Ryan Callahan? Really? And then the penalty shot was just – they were dying to give the Flyers a free shot at the goal. Just absolutely dying to do that, and then they did. It was just horrendous. Just I don't know. But big win. I have a lot of people I need to call and ask them what happened. But it is just, and I said this to everybody before the game, it's 2 points, it's just another game, but as I said in the chat room, I do get a sense of satisfaction that 40,000 Flyers fans paid $500, $600, $700 to watch their team lose to my team outdoors.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I mentioned this earlier. Imagine if we would have reversed the roles with the Rangers and the Rangers had lost that way. Up 2-0, the other team comes back, Flyers are 3-2, and all that nonsense happens in our favor, and we still don't win, and we're the home team. Would you be so disgusted right now? That's how they feel, and I love every minute of it.
Oh, it's fantastic. And, you know, I said this in the group. How do you give a goaltender a 9-year deal to basically save your franchise? And then in a nationally televised game against your arch rival, you start the kid goaltender you didn't want to give the job to. How do you do that?
Well, I think Laviolette thought after what Bobrovsky showed at the Garden the other night, Brizgalov showed it the other night, which he was not very good, that he went with the better goaltender. Unfortunately, they're paying the worst goaltender, you know, millions and millions of dollars. Right now, Bobrovsky's their better goaltender.
Did they keep the receipts on that one? Can they return him?
I don't think Phoenix has the money to give it back. But
you know what? The upside for the Flyers is there's only 8 more seasons, so it's not like it's a franchise killer.
Right.
Yeah.
Similar to DiPietro. It's not going to kill them in the long term.
Nah, it's, you know. Anyway, but that's
sarcasm, folks.
I'm just getting my voice back. I don't usually get excited that much for regular season games, but that was fun. I did enjoy that.
It's a very gratifying victory.
Mario I was going to say, Mario just came up with a real dark, low blow.
Ooh, I like it.
Here in the chat room.
I like
Philly it. Philly wishes they had given Brizgalov a Porsche as a signing bonus.
I love it.
Oh, he went there.
Some of you
I
may be too,
too
young to get the joke.
We'll have to explain it to the younger people.
I think, I don't know if Captain, I don't think Captain got it.
The drive away?
Pelle Lindbergh.
Lindbergh.
Oh,
died in a Porsche accident. Now, actually, that may offend Karen, because Karen is a Swedish descent, and Pelle Lindbergh is considered one of the best goaltenders.
Yeah.
But who do we care? We don't care if we offend anybody. Screw that. We're not doing our job if we're not offending people.
This is a goddamn internet radio. We can offend whoever we want.
That's right, you son of a bitches. This is our army, the Bullshit Underground Radio. Rise! But would you have hated? Well, not hated. Okay. You love the Rangers have won. You're all excited. But now you're stuck in Philadelphia. And you walk into your car and you got your Lundqvist jersey. You just stopped the penalty shot.
Eddie, I got to stop you there because your car's not there right now. If you have any kind of New York license plate or anything that even resembles that you are a Rangers fan or really a fan of anything positive in the world, your car's not there or it's in pieces at this point.
Or it's on.
Yeah.
As of right now, someone's trying to buy your brake pads on Craigslist. That's where your car is right now.
Head hits. Any head hit.
Thank you, Paulie.
I love that.
Even Captain's now saying thank you, Paulie.
Thank you, Paulie. So, that'll be on the back of our next shirts.
Thank you,
Paulie.
Ansemov. There was a lot of things said at that. A lot of the clips and a lot of the people, the things we say on the show were being said by people that it was so hysterical. I think Ansemov was said a lot.
Ansemov.
The viewing party was just like the most fun thing you could pop as a Rangers fan, and this group of people. I mean, that I don't think I stopped laughing like half the night. It was great.
And a shot!
Yeah. Jim and I led the group in a singing of the national anthem, complete with the Rangers version of it, where we start yelling obscenities halfway through.
Yeah.
And then I led about a dozen people in the singing of Amazing Grace when the gnome took a dive.
Oh. That's a... I mean, is that cave still open? Is CSI still working on that?
I was amazed that there were 12 people at that viewing party that knew the words to Amazing Grace.
Ass clown.
on a side note, Jim, I mentioned something about that Giants Cowboys game. I think I was right.
Oh, that's great.
What was that?
I mentioned to you when I saw you at the viewing party that I thought that the Giants would handily win that game, and I was correct. Good for you, not so much for me, but I was correct.
I had a nervous 10 to 15 minutes last night, but overall it was good.
Nah.
It was an impressive win. They're the best of the mediocre.
That is Dallas Cowboys football. There's nothing. That's what I'm used to. So. But enough for
your garbage.
Another otherwise great day.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, Captain, we've got to go. We've got to move on. We've got to press on.
Gentlemen,
as I'm running out of voice.
Have a fantastic
keep
night.
Keep your fucking discipline here now.
Make sure that you, when you talk to people, yell loudly because you're so far high in the standings they can't hear you.
I like
that. Oh, I love it. The braggadocio emerges. I love it.
You seem to be more of a thinker than I am.
All right.
Keep your fucking discipline here now.
Let me just quickly review this. I had a great time at the viewing party. I met everybody that I wanted to meet. and everybody was as cool as I thought they were going to be, and I just had a great time, and I thank you for all coming out there and just making it a special night. It was fun. It was just break it down. It was just fun. It was a lot of fun. I mean, figures they lose 3-1, but you know what? We were all happy when we left there, not because of the Rangers losing, but because we got together.
Well, like I told Marcy, the company and the laughter made up for the loss. It was a great time, a great crowd. I think we had, I guess, I don't know, 65, 75 people there. We packed that room upstairs at Slattery's, and it was a good time. It was a good time.
Yeah.
A lot of laughs, a lot of alcohol. This crowd can drink. I like it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
We've got the mambo, as my partner would say.
Good night, everybody.
All right, we'll see you guys soon. Stick to the Facebook group. We'll let you know when we decide to be on the air again. So keep your fucking discipline here now, and we'll talk to you soon. Good night, everybody.
Good night.